Bom dia, senhoras e senhores. Sejam bem-vindos
Good
à
morning, ladies
teleconferência
and
de
gentlemen,
resultados
and
do
welcome
quarto
to
trimestre de
EZTEC's
2024 da EZTEC.
Q4
For those
2024
listening to
earnings
this
conference call.
conference call in English, please use the translation button in your Zoom platform. Oi, eu sou Pedro Lourenço, responsável pelo
I am
departamento de
Pedro
relações com investidores
Lorenzo,
da companhia.
in charge
E
of the
conosco
company's
para essa
investor relations
apresentação
department.
estão presentes Silvia
And
Bastos
for this
Azul,
presentation, we
conselheiro
have
diretor
Mr.
presidente da
Sabrum,
companhia,
CEO
Flávia
of the
Mestre da
company,
Azul.
Flávio
Presidente do
Ernesto
Conselho de
Zarzur,
Administração, diretor vice-presidente da
Board Member
companhia,
and Vice
Samira
President,
Tayar, vice-presidente
Samira
do Conselho de
Tayar,
Administração,
Vice President of
Marcos
the
Azul,
Administrative Board,
conselheiro da companhia,
Marcos
Marcelo
Azul, a
Azul,
Council Member,
vice-presidente,
Board
diretor
Member,
comercial, e Emílio
Marcos,
Fugazza,
Vice
diretor
President
financeiro e
and Sales
relações com
Director, and
investidores.
Mr. Fugazza,
Por favor,
IR
este
Relations
evento está
Director.
sendo gravado
Please
e
note
todos
that
os
this event is
participantes
being
serão
recorded,
apenas ouvintes
and
da teleconferência
all
durante a apresentação
participants
da
will
companhia.
be in
Em
listen-only
seguida,
mode during
encerra-se a
our
sessão de
presentation.
perguntas e
After
respostas,
that, we
com
will begin
maiores
the
instruções
Q&A
que serão
session,
fornecidas.
at which point in
Caso
time we
algum
will
dos presentes
provide
necessite
additional
de
instructions.
assistência durante a
If you
teleconferência,
require any assistance
queiram, por
during this
favor,
conference
solicitar
call,
ajuda
please
através do
request
site,
assistance
através do
through
suporte
our
rezetec no nosso
support
site.
dot
Em caso de falha na conexão, eu
EZTEC
utilizo o mesmo
dot
link ou ID
com
que estão
dot
disponíveis no
br
site
site.
ri.ezetec.com.br.
The site is
Também no
ri
nosso
dot
site, vocês podem
EZTEC
encontrar os
dot
slides
com dot br.
utilizados nesta apresentação no nosso
There you
canal
will
de
also
download.
find the
As
slide
informações estão
deck
disponíveis
in
em
our
reais, em
download center.
BR e
The
AFRS
information
aplicável, além de
is
dados de incorporação
available
imobiliária no Brasil,
in
caso seja o local
BRL.
que estará sendo indicado. Antes de começar, gostaria de mencionar
Before
que
we begin,
eventuais
I'd like
declarações
to
durante esta
mention
teleconferência
that
relativas a
statements
possíveis
made
objetivos e
during this
planos
conference
da
call
EZTEC,
regarding
tais
EZTEC's
como
business
projeções,
prospects,
metas operacionais e
projections,
financeiras,
and operational and
possíveis
financial goals
crenças e premissas da
constitute the
diretoria
beliefs
da
and
companhia,
assumptions of the company's
bem como
management,
informações
as
atualmente
well as
disponíveis.
information currently available.
Considerações futuras
Forward
não são garantias de
considerations
desempenho.
are not
Elas envolvem
performance
riscos,
guarantees.
incertezas
They
e
involve
imprevistos.
risks,
Podem
uncertainties,
referir a
and
eventos
assumptions
futuros e,
as they
portanto,
refer to future
dependem de
events
circunstâncias que
and therefore
podem ou não
depend
ocorrer.
on circumstances that may or may not
Investidores devem
occur.
compreender que condições
Investors
econômicas
should
gerais,
understand that
tais
general
como
economic
condições de
conditions,
indústria e outros
such
fatores
as
operacionais,
industry conditions
podem
and
alterar
other
o desempenho
operating factors,
futuro da
can
EZTEC,
affect
conduzir a
EZTEC's future
resultados que
performance
diferem
and
materialmente
could lead to
daqueles
results that
descritos
differ
em tais
materially from
considerações.
those expressed in such
Agora,
forward-looking statements.
para iniciar a apresentação, gostaria de passar a palavra
Now,
para o
I would
professor
like
Emílio
to
Fugazza,
give the
diretor
floor to
financeiro de
Mr. Emilio
RI.
Fugazza, Financial and
Emílio,
IR
pode
Director,
prosseguir.
who will
Obrigado,
begin the
Pedro. Bom dia a
presentation.
todos e a
Thank you,
todas. É um
Pedro.
prazer enorme
Good
estar
morning,
aqui para
everyone. It
divulgar
is
os
a huge
resultados do
pleasure to
quarto
be here at
trimestre
this
e ano
event
de 2024
to
da
present
EZTEC
our
como um todo.
results for
Mas começando
Q4
falando da nossa
2024.
performance de
Let's
lançamentos.
start by
Depois de
talking
lançarmos
about the
dois
performance in
projetos
our
durante o
launches.
quarto
After
trimestre
launching
de
two projects
2024,
in Q4
totalizando
2024,
R$ 262 milhões,
valued at
atingimos 1
262
bilhão
million
e
reais,
600 milhões de reais em
we are at
lançamento, um
1.6
crescimento de
billion reais
63% em relação a
in
2023.
launches,
Nosso
which is
grande
a
destaque
63%
é
growth
esse
over
ano de
2023.
lançamentos para
The major
2024 é a
highlight
velocidade
in launches
média
for
que nós
24
obtivemos
is the
em relação aos
average
primeiros
speed
3
that we
meses, a
had
média dos lançamentos da
compared
companhia.
to
Foram
the first quarter on
44%
average.
de vendas nos
We
primeiros
had
3 meses em cada um dos
44%
lançamentos.
sales in the first 3 months
Essa é uma
of each
performance que a
launch.
gente espera considerar também
This is
2025 para dar
performance that
sucesso nos
we
nossos próximos
also
lançamentos.
expect to
Passarei
see
agora
in
para vendas líquidas,
2025.
onde nós atingimos
Now let's
também um
look
recorde
at
para a companhia,
net sales,
para um
where we
faturamento de
also
1 milhão e
had a
700
record,
milhões de reais,
approximately
fruto
1.7
de uma
billion
venda de quase 1
BRL, which
bilhão e
is the
400
result of
milhões de
gross
reais.
sales of
Isso também
almost
é considerado um
1.9
recorde para
billion
nós.
reais. This
Vamos
is also a
lembrar que
record for us.
nós tivemos aí do primeiro tri para o
In
quarto
the
tri uma
first
evolução
quarter to the fourth
considerável nas
quarter,
vendas
we
líquidas
saw
trimestrais,
significant
atingindo um recorde
development
de 508
quarterly
milhões
net
no
sales,
segundo trimestre de
reaching a
2024.
record in
Passo agora
Q2
para falar também
2024.
dos destaques operacionais em relação às
And
entregas.
about
As
some
entregas, 131
operational
milhões em
highlights for our
2024,
deliveries.
foram bastante tímidas, da ordem de
The deliveries in 24
468
were
milhões de
very
reais.
timid.
No entanto, vale lembrar que
However, it is worth remembering
87%
that
de tudo aquilo que a gente
87%
entregou
of
está
everything we
vendido.
delivered
Isso
has
significa que
already been
formamos
sold.
estoque
This
bruto na
means that we
companhia
did not
e sempre
compose
mantendo prateleira de
inventory at the
proximidade
company,
de
which is always
lançamento.
welcome
Em
because it
2025,
gives
nós
us
temos
continuity for
maior
our launches.
volume de
In
entregas previstas
2025, we
para a
saw
companhia
the
em
largest
todos os anos.
volume of launches
52,6
expected and
bilhões de
forecast in
reais,
all time, that is
projetos para
2.6 billion
as
reais.
diversas categorias,
They
classes
include
sociais
projects from
e
all
bairros
sorts
na
of
cidade de São Paulo,
income
com
classes, from low
74%
to
desse
high
volume
scale.
vendido,
And the vast majority has already been sold. This ensures that the amount of inventory is not going to be a significant factor for 2025. And for some operating highlights, here we have some upcoming launches to show you how we are doing. We began the year launching Agami Park Residences. It has a VGV of 326 million reals. It is in the district of Moema, in the south district of São Paulo, with various different sizes, all considerably large. Next, we have ST360, which is near Ibirapuera. The VGV is 300 million. We've started assigning the transfer contracts, and it's a very successful launch. They range from 24 to 35 square meters. And lastly here, we have Alt Studios by EasyTech, which is the same type of building as the Smart Living one, with 108 million in VGV. Now for our financial highlights. Starting with net revenue, we had an increment of roughly 50% in our revenue, comparing 24 to 23, from 1 billion roughly to 1.5 billion roughly, which surpassed our expectations, largely thanks to the Pinheiros region. With the increase of net revenue, we also see a rise in gross profit, which reached 533 million. And the major highlight there is our 37% quarterly profit, which is a 6.5 percentage point increase, up from 30.9% from Q2 2024. Here we also have the INCC. During the year 2024, we had great performance, lower than the INCC rate. So the highlights for gross margin mean lower cost for the company during the year. And this is a significant factor informing our forecast for the year 2025. Now our financial results, which is always a highlight because of how important it is in the company's bottom line. It responds for almost 40% of the company's EBITDA. We are talking about 132 million reals that we obtained in 2024, compared to 85 million in 2023. This is also essentially the fruit of the growth in our chattel mortgage portfolio, which increased significantly over the year 2024. We also forecast similar results for 25. Half of this is financed by IGP and half by IPCA. And on average, that means 10% a year, considering inflation. But the creation of these new units is at a higher rate than the average rate in our portfolio. And this brings us closer to net profit and ROE. They were significant for the year. 239 in 23 to 405 million in 2024. This is the result of 127 million in net profit in Q4 without any non-recurring effects. I'd like to remind you all that this variation in the third quarter apologies, unfortunately, we have lost the audio from the main floor.
Patrimônio alocado no estatal é um grande patrimônio alocado também.
There is a significant amount of equity allocated to Star Towers. and also in the Easy Tech Corporate. The residential business is really driving our results. We've got 408 million in net profit, and that's approximately 14% ROE. And this brings us to our capital structure. Just to clarify for everyone, this is the makeup of our debt availability. I'd like to inform everyone that in the 2024 graph, we have 544 million from the holding. This interacts with the corporate debt, which involves the corporate structure, the property security and liquidity. So EasyTech SA has 244 million in net cash. And our financing, we should mention, in 2024 had an average cost on the order of 8.9% per year. So this is also linked to the liquidity and availability in our SFH. This gives us net debt of 366 million, and it is entirely based on production financing at much lower cost than the standard interest rate in Brazil today. And to wrap this section, looking at our dividends, total dividends for 2024, we see 245 million reals. This corresponds, of course, to 60% of our net profit from the year. And we should mention our next payout is going to be the fruit of the net profit we had. So 30 million reals in dividends that will be paid out to our shareholders on March 21st, 2025. And the payment date will be March 31st. And just to conclude, we have two subsequent events that are significantly important for the company. The underwriting of the Adolfo Lindenberg company, who will be controller. We will be controlling this company. We now have 46.8% of that company's shares. And today we pay approximately 130 million with no cash effect, only participation in the JVs that we've already worked on together. And of course, the paying up of that debt, which EasyTech has on the Adolfo Lindenberg Construction Company. And we have issued our first CRI corporate debt instrument. It was 375 million reals. We actually issued the additional batch. There were two series that were issued. The first were bi-yearly interest, and the second one was in bullet interest. This is the CRI format, therefore it is exempt from interest, from corporate interest. This has been issued with the consultancy from Itaú BBA, and we thank them for their support. Before we move on to the Q&A section, I'd like to pass the floor to Mr. Silvio Ernesto Zazur for some initial comments. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to thank everyone for being here and listening to us. And I'd like to say that in spite of the challenging scenario, we're very confident in the company's results. Our company is very well established, increasingly more mature, involved in ongoing processes with commercial advantages that are significant for selling and marketing our properties. Our sales structure supports us very well, our financial structure supports that, and the administration has been working as well to improve our results for the year, and I think we're going to do that. And I think that's the key. And once again, thank you all for being here. I'll pass the floor to Flavio for him to add. Good morning, everyone. I agree with Silvio. I have witnessed the confidence and maturity that EZTEC has. Something that is important to be made in, that should be mentioned and made very clear is our capital structure. It is extremely robust, and it makes us very comfortable from now into the future. At a time like this, this is exactly what we could hope for, and it's what we have. The properties that we own, the positionings that we adopt, they all make us very confident about the future.
Passamos ao nosso, às nossas perguntas e respostas. Pedro, pode abrir?
We will now begin the Q&A session. All right, thank you. So we now begin the Q&A session. We'll begin with sell-side questions following a previously established order, as long as you have the raise hand mode activated. After that, we will answer, time permitting, questions submitted through the chat. If time does not permit, please submit your questions by email to the RI contact available on our site. That way, our investor relations team will be able to answer your questions. The first question comes from Mr. Pedro Lobato from Bradesco. Please, Pedro, you may proceed.
Opa, agora sim. Bom dia, pessoal.
All right, sorry, I was muted. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for taking the time. I have two questions. The first is about the product mix for the year. Now that you've announced these first launches, I'd like to understand what your mindset is when you look into the upcoming months in 25, and what is the profile of projects for low, mid, and high income? How do you see that mix for 2025? And my second question is about gross margin. When we look at the reported gross margin and the backlog, EZTEC alone, not including the equivalency project, this is at a very similar level from what we had. So what does that indicator look like moving forward? Is there room for improvement? Are you going to replace the vintage? Do you have any strategies there you could share with us? Thank you.
Pedro, obrigado pela pergunta.
Hi, Pedro. Thank you for your question. This is Silvio speaking. I want to speak a little bit about the launches for the year. We're going to have all sorts of launches. We have lots of products for investors. Yesterday, we submitted paperwork for Prumariz, which has already been doing very well. We're going to have studios there, which measure up to 40 square meters, and we're selling well there. We've got high income, mid income. We've got a few My Home, My Life projects coming out later in the year through partnerships. We have two partnerships that we've signed, one with Cooley and a partnership with Cirela, which is represented by Vivaz. So we're going to have a very varied mix of projects. We've got My Home, My Life, and we've got apartments that cost 35,000 per square meter. So we've got very upscale and very affordable properties as well. And others yet that are in partnership with Lindenberg. I want to mention something. When we talk about margins, you mentioned prices, and I'm going to talk about the reduction in G&A. When we look at the increase in margin that we saw, this is not only linked to increases in price. It is also linked to reducing the G&A. This allows us to have a lower percentage cost when we start playing at a higher level. And this talk, it does involve some price gains. But this is going to be an instrument that we're going to use, but our greatest expansion in margin is going to be by improving our G&A numbers. So higher sales lead to better G&A numbers, which lead to better margins. I want to remind everyone that the accelerating inflation in our calculations is going to have a positive influence on the company's final results. You may have seen that we didn't have a significant show gain in 2024. Sorry, we did have, and this is likely to be repeated. We're going to have expressive, significant financial gains over the coming year. Thank you, Silvio. Pedro, when you talk about the gross margin and the backlog, as you mentioned, this is linked to the growth that we have been obtaining quarter after quarter. In Q4, it was 38, and we're now at 40.4. This growth is linked to the INCC, yes, and when the INCC starts shaping into the levels that it currently is at, this gives us an important effect on our portfolio. It's not just about the cost of each venture. Let's say 30 to 40% over the lifetime of each venture. However, 100% of that portfolio is being corrected by the INCC, and the margin responds to that. Another important fact is that our engineering is increasingly gaining structure. This is the purpose when these restructurings were done a little over a year ago, and we are now reaping the fruits. And I think the fruits of the engineering work is that they will continue to be reaped over the year 2025. So we don't give any guidance, but our gross margin is encouraging us. And that is what we believe. Our gross margin is transforming gradually into our backlog margin over the developing quarters. Did that answer your question?
Responder assim. Obrigado, Silvio.
Yes, you
Emilio.
Did.
Bom dia.
Thank you, Silvio. Bom Thank dia, you, Emilio.
Obrigado.
Have a great day, Pedro. Thank you.
Nossa próxima pergunta vem do senhor Elvis.
Our next question comes from Elvis Credencio from BTG Pactual. You may proceed, sir.
Bom dia a todos. Duas perguntas aqui do
Good
nosso
morning,
lado.
Everyone. We have two questions. First, about the deliveries, which you did mention in the release. This is one of the challenges you have for the year. I'd like to understand what you see as the biggest challenges on this side. Is that the worsening real estate credit rates of late? And what about the aspect of passing that forward or actually incorporating those changes into the company and the company's resources. And secondly, also linked to the chattel mortgage portfolio, we've been seeing companies in the sector selling these portfolios. And I'd like to hear your opinion about this topic. Do you see any possibilities for selling portfolios, in your opinion, or should you not sell a portfolio? And if so, why not? What can be done vis-a-vis that capital? I want to mention This scenario is apparently
É
a
óbvio.
challenge,
É
a
Elvis,
challenging scenario.
obrigado pela pergunta. Deixa eu conquistar de novo.
Thank you for, let me start again. Elvis, thank you
Nós
for your
temos um
question.
cenário desafiador em questão de
We
juros,
have
etc.
a
O
challenging
esfriador, ele
scenario when
não
it
vai
comes to
limonada,
interest
né?
rates.
Então, quando a gente
We
vai
have lemons and we
e
want to
aí
make
vai
lemonade.
propor o nosso financiamento a
So when
12%
we
mais IGP,
propose our
que é o
financing at
financiamento
12%
que é
plus
oferecido para
IGP,
quem está
which
contratado,
is the financing that
eles
is
vão
being
aderir,
offered
aderir a isso. A
to
gente tem
the
uma boa
final takers.
rentabilidade.
This gives
A
us
gente
a
acredita que a
good
gente vai ter
profit
um
margin.
volume considerável disso.
We believe we're going
A
to have
gente não é um valor,
significant
não sei se
volume
eu acho que eu não prefiro não falar,
of those
mas
products.
permito achar que
I'd
próximo de poder
rather
falar, eu
not
tenho uma
mention
estimativa de valor
specifics,
que deve
but
entrar
we
nesse tipo de
estimate
financiamento que vai consumir um
that
determinado caixa da
this
companhia.
type of financing is going to
E
consume
nós
part of
temos
the
no
company's cash.
radar também fazer
In our radar, we
a
also have
securitização se necessário, se o
the
volume atingir o
option
volume
to do
superior daquele que a
securitization
gente
if necessary,
gostaria de
if
ter. Mas ter
the numbers
dinheiro da companhia aplicado a
are
12% do
not what we
LGPM,
wish.
com
But
garantia
working
do
at
volume da
12% plus
12%, não me
IGPM
parece ser
with
uma coisa
the
ruim.
property guarantee
Se a gente
does
tiver outra
not
oportunidade de
seem
fazer uma
like a
coisa
bad
melhor com
proposition
dinheiro,
for
se a
me.
gente precisar deixar
We
alguma coisa, a gente utiliza.
can
Mas o melhor a gente
do
está com isso muito bem colocado.
we can use that money for
E
better
existe uma
things.
possibilidade então de fazer esse
And
repasse.
if
Esse
that
repasse da
does
folha. A
become
outra, o
true,
outro ponto é assim.
if we can in
Nosso
fact
relacionamento
use it
com o
for better
banco, ele é
things,
o
then we
melhor.
will shift that money around.
Sim, eu posso falar que nós temos o
I
melhor
also want to
momento com a
highlight that
companhia, nós já temos um relacionamento
we have
excelente,
a
então nós temos o
great
melhor momento
relationship
com
with
a
banks,
companhia.
and we are currently, the
Então,
company is currently at its best time
facilidade, a
ever.
força que nós temos para
So the
ajudar eles no
ease
repasse é
and
muito
strength
grande
that
e
we have to
disposição
help with
do
the
banco
transfers
de
really
se
depends
apoiar
on
a gente
how
é muito
willing the
grande também.
banks
Então,
are,
nós estamos
and
muito positivos
they
nesse lado.
are our
Do outro
allies
lado,
here.
a companhia está muito bem preparada
Conversely,
para
the company is
assessorar
very
e
well prepared
contribuir com os
to
clientes para que
advise
eles
and
consigam
contribute
efetivamente fazer o
to
repasse.
clients so that they
Então,
can effectively make those
é
payments.
aquilo que eu falei, do limão nós vamos fazer uma limonada. Acho que a
So,
gente vai sair
like I
muito bem
mentioned, we
nesse
have lemons and
repasse.
we're
Eu
going
acho
to
que a gente
make
não vai
lemonades. I
encontrar
think we're
nenhum
going
tipo
to
de
do
problema
very
ao
well
olhar
with
seu
those
radar disso.
transfers. I don't
Então, eu
think
estou
we'll
muito
run into
tranquilo com
any
isso. Eu acho
operational
que
challenges for us.
se eu
I'm
tiver, eu faria só uma
very comfortable here, to be
complementação
very clear.
que nós, do ponto de vista das vendas
Just to add,
realizadas
from the
para as
perspective
entregas
of
desse ano, de
sales
2025, as
made
vendas
for
são
deliveries
muito
in
perfeitas,
2025,
né? São
the
clientes
sales have been
bem
very
informados,
well
com
made.
pagamento em
These
média
are
acima de
clients
30%.
whose average
Todos
payment
aqueles
is higher
clientes
than
que relatam eles têm
30%.
algum tipo de
So
problema,
all
eles já
clients
são
that do
levados para
have some
fiscais,
kind of a
estão
problem
correndo com os que
are
estão percebendo.
the
Então, a
brought
carteira que está
to
aí é uma
the
carteira
termination
muito
department.
segura. O desafio
So
de
the
destinação
portfolio
de
is
dividendos é
very,
a taxa
very
que os bancos
safe.
vão oferecer. E
The
pela
only
taxa,
issue is
os
the
bancos
rate the
podem
banks
não
offer. And
conseguir
depending on
oferecer
the rate,
total
the
crédito
banks
que o cliente
may
precisa.
not be
E
able to
aí
offer all the
fica
credit
custo
that
da
the
nossa
client
carteira
requires.
de alienação
And that's
fiduciária.
where the
Por isso,
power of our
bancos
Chalo Mortgage
precisam um
portfolio
aumento
comes in.
considerável
And that's
dessa
why we
carteira.
believe that
Vamos,
there is going to
conseguimos
be a
chegar
significant
onde o
improvement
mundo está
by having
pensando.
that portfolio. Elvis, did we clarify that for you?
Ficou claro, sim, Emílio.
Yes, you
Obrigado.
did. Thank
Bom
you,
dia.
Emilio. Thank you,
Bom dia.
Silvio.
Obrigado,
Have a
Elvis.
good day.
Obrigado, Elvis. Nossa
All
próxima
right. Thank
pergunta
you,
vem do
Elvis.
senhor Kiefer
Our
Kennedy,
next
do
question
Banco
comes from
City.
Mr. Kiefer Kennedy
Bom
from
dia.
Citibank.
Pode prosseguir.
Mr. Kennedy, you may
Bom dia,
proceed.
pessoal. Bom dia a todos aí.
Good morning,
Gentileza
everyone.
técnica. Eu queria explorar um
Good
pouco
morning,
mais a
Easy Tech
questão
Team.
da
I'd
margem
like
bruta no
to
contexto
explore
da
the
VSO da
gross
companhia.
margin in the
Tu comenta
context
ali que
of
houve uma
the
aceleração, né, nesse ano
sell-through
versus os
rate.
últimos dois, o que é super
You
positivo.
saw that there
E
was a
aí,
valuation in this
eu entendo que
last
existe ali
year, which is
uma
super
composição
positive.
dessa margem
I
que
understand
mexe à medida que o
that
tempo
this
for passando.
margin
Eu queria
is
entender um pouco
composed over
desse,
time.
chama aqui de
So I'd like to
trade-offs, dessa
understand,
velocidade, o
I'll
que é que
refer
você
to as
está
the trade-offs,
pensando
the speed
para 2025 em termos de
that you
expansão
have
de
in
vendas,
mind
porque
for
naturalmente
2025 and for accelerating
uma
sales.
margem que ficou ali por mais tempo, um
Because
projeto por mais tempo,
naturally a
então uma margem
margin
melhor.
that
Então,
has been there for longer
como é que
tends
você
to
está
improve.
pensando
So,
nessa situação, né, nesse ponto
how
específico
do
de
you
acelerar
envisage
nas
this
vendas e essa
situation,
composição de margem? E a
accelerating
segunda
sales
pergunta,
and making up the margin over time?
relativo
And my second
ao estoque
question
performado, né,
pertains
da companhia,
to
que
the
houve um
performed
investimento relevante nesse
inventory.
trimestre.
There
Acho
was a
positivo
significant
também
investment
esse aspecto.
in this quarter,
Se
which I do also
existe
think is positive.
algum número aqui, alguma coisa que a companhia
So
esteja
I wonder if
esperando
there
com
are any
relação
numbers that the company is waiting for,
à
or
venda desse estoque,
forecasting, or
né?
expecting,
Se essa
with
aceleração
regard
está
to
prevista
selling
aqui
that
é por algum
inventory,
motivo
and that acceleration by
específico, né? Só para
quarter
dar um pouco mais de
was
cor
the,
aqui no que vocês estão
whether it was
pensando
done for a specific
para esse
reason.
estoque já
I'd really like
performado,
to
né?
hear
Com,
your take
na carteira de vocês, né?
on those performed inventories in your portfolio.
Kennedy, bom dia. Vou começar a falar
Good
agora
morning,
sobre os nossos
Kennedy.
Estoques, né? Os nossos
I'll
estoques, eles são muito
speak
bem
about our
posicionados,
inventory now. Our
muito
inventory
bem
is very well positioned.
Construídos e já entregues,
they
né?
are very
E
well
mesmo
built
os que não
and they
entregam
have
ainda
been
estão
delivered.
em fase
And the ones that have not yet been delivered
de obra.
are in the
Semana passada a
late
gente lançou mais
last
uma
final
campanha
stages of
de
construction.
remanescentes muito forte.
We had also a
Viemos de
very
uma outra
strong
campanha muito forte ao ano passado de
remaining
Temos certeza que a gente vai
campaign,
continuar
remaining
com essa venda
units
de
campaign.
estoque muito
So we're
acelerada,
going
como
to
foi o ano
continue
passado,
to have
tanto que a gente conseguiu
significantly
diminuir
accelerated
nosso
inventory sell rate,
estoque
just
geral.
like last year, and we were able to
E é isso
reduce
aí, a gente está
our
muito
overall
confiante
inventory.
na venda
So we are very
dos produtos
confident
que serão
that
acabados
we are going to
e estamos
sell
acreditando que vão
finished
continuar
and
performando muito
nearly
bem.
finished
Eu
products.
quero
I believe
lembrar
we're
que
going
nós
to
temos uma
continue to
crise de
perform very
produto,
well.
tem um custo de produto
I
baixo
want to remind you
e
that we've
foi
got
emitido
the,
com
there's a
contabilidade
cost
bancária e tem um custo de produto
for
baixo.
products,
Então, a gente
and
tem espaço para
these
dar
products have
condição
low
com
product
uma
costs. They
começamos
were
em
accounted for
janeiro. A gente
many
tem
years ago.
uma carteira de alienação apoiando a gente
Our
nesse
chattel mortgage
nessa venda de
portfolio
estoque. A
supports
gente
us
tem um
in
apoio muito
that
grande de um
inventory
banco
sale. We've
financeiro
got
que me financia.
strong support
Nessa
from the
campanha que o
banks
Marcelo falou, ela é
who help
muito
us with financials. And this
agressiva,
campaign
ela é
that Marcelo
muito grande
mentioned
que nós
is
temos
very
investido nisso.
aggressive.
Outra
We've
coisa
been
sobre a
investing heavily on
Mariana.
that.
Mariana Weicker, que está fazendo a nossa campanha. Então, a gente
We've got
tem
Mariana
certeza que a
Weicker,
gente vai
who's running our
continuar com
campaign.
essa,
So I'm confident that
esse
our
desempenho
performance
muito,
will
volume
be
muito
at
considerável.
the levels that we
Posso fazer
expect.
seus complementos? Kiefer, então, só finalizar a
Just
questão
to
do estoque.
add, Kiefer,
O
on the topic
estoque,
of inventory,
nós tivemos uma venda de 458 milhões, o que
we
significa
sold 458 million, which means roughly 75% of our inventory has been performed. We now close the year with 600 billion. So this inventory will shift with the new deliveries, but we do not really expect to dilute a significant portion of that inventory because these things take time. We need to wait for enough time for the transfers and payments to go through. These properties really gained a lot of traction and will continue to do so through the future. Looking at the gross margin with regard to margins, there is a terrible component, which is ABP. Over 2024, that rate was extremely high because the rates for Brazilian instruments were very high. And our ABP is built with the NTN-B rate as its basis. So this gives us a gross margin for sales that we performed regarding to our launches at a lower rate than we expected. We expect to see two effects. Over time, this trend will reverse and give us access to that gross margin that is currently held back. And the INCC as well, which is something we are going to start working with. So more sales will mean higher net margin because we will be further diluting. And the INCC will help us to improve the gross margin. I think we've answered your question. Do you agree?
Super claro. Obrigado, pessoal.
Yes, that was very clear. Thank you.
Bom dia.
Thank you, Kiefer.
Moving
on now, we've got a question from Mr. Igor Machado from Goldman Sachs.
Bom dia, pessoal. Obrigado aqui pelo espaço para fazer as perguntas.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for taking my questions and everyone's questions.
Melhor aqui com vocês, como
I'd like to better understand
em relação
how the company
a alavancagem,
is
né? Vocês
considering the aspect of leverage.
Dividendo extraordinário.
You paid out
E
that
a empresa tem
extraordinary
uma alavancagem
dividend.
baixa,
And the company has always had low leverage, and that did go up recently. I'd like to better understand the return to shareholders. What are your thoughts, and what do you think about that return, those returns?
Igor, é assim, ó. Você falou da alavancagem, né? Uma parte considerável do dinheiro.
Well, let me explain, Igor. You mentioned leveraging. A significant portion of those funds come from the 110 million increase in chattel mortgage portfolios. Our portfolio is going to increase this year. It's a multiple of what we had last year.
Essa alavancagem ela é relativa.
So this leverage is relative. And so we need to be careful. We need to be wise and decide whether we're going to keep our leveraging or if we're going to pass on a little bit of that expanded portfolio. We could have done that and kept our leverage, but we decided not to do that. So we chose to use that as guarantees. But our structure is now healthier than it would have been otherwise. So if I had to say something in the medium term, I'd say we are going to keep our leverage at that level it's currently at. This could be done by increasing the dividend distribution methods or through some other methods that we will implement when we consider the interest rates that we have moving forward. So we like this new leveraging positioning. And I hope we will be able to use it in more cases for the company. This improves our ROE, and it also makes us feel more profitable. Not just feel, it makes us more profitable if you look at the return over the portfolio. Did we answer your question, Pedro?
Ficou claro, pessoal. Obrigado.
Yes, that was very clear. Thank you. Thank you, Igor. Our next question comes from Luiz Capistrano from Itaú BBA. BBA.
Bom dia, obrigado pelo espaço aqui.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for the time. I'd like to get the company's take on the HSI and HMP discussion that we've been seeing in São Paulo. This week, we had an important piece of news in favor of those benefits. The public, the government became more flexible. And you say that you're going to continue to sell very well this year for investors. So I'd like to get your perspectives about this as a whole. And to what extent do you already use the new legislation already?
Bom dia, tudo bem? Aqui é o Flávio. É assim, aqui nós estamos muito
Good morning, this is Flávio. We are very comfortable with our current exposure to HIS. All of our sales were done through the inflation numbers. So we want a share of solidarity that in some cases is significant. And it always needs to be done according to the provisions laid out in law. So, of course, some people are a little bit more exposed and others a little bit less, but I don't see any reason for us to make a change. If I understand that this is within our scope. Let me give you an example. We sold an HIS venture in Q4, the João Dias one. It's a fully HIS venture, but it was entirely passed on through to cash. And it meets the CHQ requirements set forth by Brazilian law. This is no accident. This is the reason why our sales speed for our social ventures such as my home, my life. It is lower. And sometimes people ask us, oh, why don't you have sales that you see in classes A and B, upper and upper middle class? Well, because making them fully able to be passed forward involves a dynamic. And at the end of the day, you will be able to end with confidence, including legal confidence. That is our take on HIS. I'd just like to add that we've been working on two enormous ventures.
Let's
not look at too closely at numbers, but it's approximately $1 billion per venture. If you look at all the rates, some are a little bit higher or lower. But we are looking essentially at Vivace and Quaturi here as the example. So it'll take roughly a year before we launch them, but they are also based on HIS. They are also part of the Caixa Econômica Federal, and I think we're going to be able to obtain higher sales speeds for that venture. So again, we're going to have the confidence of being able to fully trust Caixa Econômica Federal, and we're also going to have the income rates that we handle through
Claríssimo, Emílio.
HBC.
Muito obrigado, pessoal. Bom dia a todos.
All right. Thank you, Emílio. Thank you, everyone. Our next question comes from Mr. Rafael Reder from Safra. Rafael, you may proceed.
Bom dia, pessoal.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for taking this time. I have two questions. First, I'd like to really get more context about what you see for this first quarter. Could you mention the number of clients coming to the events? Do you see anything that may be repeated from 2024? And I'd like to talk about Star Towers. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think one of the towers is going to be delivered in this first half of the year. What do you see about, for instance, the rent per square meter or the drop in numbers that we've seen over the past couple of months? Thank you.
Antônio, quem estava falando é o Marcelo. Rafael, desculpa. Rafael, é Marcelo Zarzur, né, que estava ali assim, tudo bem. Rafael, Marcelo Zarzur, assim, as visitas nos plantões elas continuam muito aceleradas, inclusive nesses primeiros meses foi o recorde de venda da EZTEC nos últimos tempos, vamos falar, então isso repercute a quantidade de clientes que vem frequentando nossos plantões, surpreendentemente, né? E essa venda que a gente abriu ontem, vendemos mais de 150 apartamentos na primeira, no primeiro e segundo dia. Então, a gente está muito animado que ela continue as visitas muito aceleradas. E o Star Towers, tem condição de ser entregue no final do ano. Estamos trabalhando uma torre, estamos trabalhando para isso, e inclusive é um item que a gente ia comentar, e eu já tinha combinado aqui, que as visitas de locador para locação já começaram a acontecer. Então, assim, é um cenário que a gente fica animado e que estamos trabalhando para conseguir a ocupação do prédio, o que aceleraria a entrega do empreendimento como um todo, que está na dependência dessa locação. Se alguém quiser completar.
Eu só queria completar uma coisa. As vendas de ontem, abri ontem um plantão às 3 horas da tarde. Nós vendemos cerca de 80 unidades em praticamente 8 horas. O Marcelo falou um pouco mais, a gente deve atingir um número bem maior que esse até o final da semana,
Contratos aprovados, né? Tinha contrato, 150 contratos aprovados.
Mas a gente deve atingir um número maior até o final da semana e está indo muito bem. Só isso que eu queria complementar para deixar mais claro. E eu só queria falar uma coisa. Quando eu falei em 1 bilhão em torno, cada um dos empreendimentos que tem a Casa Minha Vida é total. A nossa parte é 50% de cada, só para deixar mais esclarecido. Então, 1 bilhão, em torno de 1 bilhão cada um dos dois, 50% é nosso.
É assim, olha, só para reforçar o que o Marcelo falou do Espertal, é assim, realmente, assim, você tem naquela região é um empreendimento único, ele é um empreendimento que está acima dos outros. A gente, as pessoas que têm ido lá têm observado quão eficiente é a nossa laje e quão a arquitetura é desafiadora na questão daquele L-ponto. Então, eu vou falar com o Pedro, aí um dia nós vamos levar eventualmente o pessoal de banco para conhecer o prédio como um todo, o conjunto como um todo. Não é que é uma conta que, se você falar assim, olha, quanto custou por quanto vai alugar, mas que nós vamos alugar, vai alugar e no tempo nós vamos recuperar. Essa é a situação. Recuperar o investimento feito, mas não é aquilo que a gente imaginava no começo.
Rafael, conseguimos endereçar suas perguntas?
Não, ficou super claro. Obrigado, viu, pessoal. Bom dia.
Obrigado, Rafael. Bom dia.
Obrigado, Rafael. Nossa próxima pergunta vem, então, do senhor Antônio, do Banco Santander. Senhor Antônio, pode prosseguir, por favor.
Bom dia a todos. Obrigado aí.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for taking my question. I actually have two points I would ask. What drove the improvement in vintage from 21 to 22? Is it just improvement in price or the products in those vintages? And second, what is the decision-making process to move forward with the Extra property? And is there a positioning for that project already in case you do not participate?
Olha, o Extra está chegando aí no, vou falar no final.
Well, that Extra property is nearing the end of the acquisition process. I'd like to remind you that this is a contingent acquisition. It is not mandatory. We're very excited. We are going to move forward with it, but it is contingent. There are certain conditions that are involved. So I should mention that we've got a project that has been created. This is going to occur after we incorporate the project. It is fully contingent, and we are positioned a little bit lower than our direct competition, which is to sell approximately 15 to 16. And our product mix there would allow us to sell much more. So if I had a need to do that, we've got something like 25% less than our direct competitors. So we're very comfortable in that position. It's a very large venture as well. It surpasses 3 billion. And we're working to really get them, make the most of those numbers. But currently we need to wait and see how things develop. Silvio, thank you. Antonio, you asked about the 21 and 22 vintages.
in their ventures, they have ventures that are going to be delivered in 25 and some in 26. But those ventures from 21 or in 22, we have Unique Green. These are all examples of strongly established ventures by EZTEC, and this current administration knows what it's doing. The engineering department is able to skillfully find optimizations. So the improved margin is precisely matching that vintage. And now I believe we will continue to reap fruits in 2025. Antonio, did we answer your question?
Opa, respondido, super claro.
Yes,
obrigado.
Yes, you did. That was very clear. Thank you. And congratulations on your results. Thank you, Antonio. Have a great day. Our next question comes from Ms. Ana Julia from UBS. You may proceed.
Bom dia, pessoal. Obrigado pelo espaço.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for taking the time. We have two questions. The first is about cash and dividend generation. Thinking about that 2.6 billion in delivery, if you could share with us, please, what does the company currently think about cash generation and dividend over the coming years? And can we expect to see any kind of acceleration or extraordinary dividend? And second question is, what do you think about the purchase of properties and competition in São Paulo thus far in this year? And what is the property purchase process like? And that involves cash as well. And trades as well.
Ana, bom dia. Bom dia, Ana. É o seguinte, vamos falar então.
Hi, Ana. Good morning. All right, let's talk about cash generation and dividends that you mentioned, specifically with regard to 25. Specifically, when we look at the numbers, we're at 2.6 billion. And what we're selling is approximately 1.9 billion. And so for that to work, we have the following math. Approximately 40% of that has already been paid for by our clients to us. There's also approximately 500 to 600 million BRL in financing for production to be paid up with regard to those ventures, those properties. And that's where what you mentioned comes in. We're going to create chattel mortgages because this is the major challenge for the deliveries in 25. The question is, what percentage of our clients will obtain financing from these traditional banks, and what percentage of clients will obtain financing from us? So clearly, starting in July and August, the map will be very well positioned to find out how much cash will be left. So within that map that I set out, you can have an idea that we're going to have stronger net cash generation, but roughly 40% will be generation of chattel mortgage portfolio by reducing net cash. And the administrative board will decide what to do, whether that's reinvestment or repurchase or something else. That'll be discussed over the year. Just to add, because Emilio was very apt when he made his comments. So everything should start pointing to us paying for the extra property. It is a significant property. It's an expensive property. And depending on what happens, we will direct our funds, whether that's through cattle mortgages or we'll transfer those payments, whatever we decide to do, it will all be considered calmly and rationally over the year. With regard to purchasing properties, we continue to receive many offers of good real estate, and that includes both transfers and financial payments, and we are looking at the transfers. We always look at our land bank because we don't want to increase our land bank excessively. So first we do look at the land bank, but we always keep in mind that when we reduce the land bank, we have the option to quickly purchase real estate at great prices with positive margins. And with regard to the competition that you mentioned, yes, competition is fierce, but it is fiercer in certain regions, specific ones. And I have no doubt that, let's say, in a region where competition is very fierce, there's a lot of real estate being bought up for high rates, and then that has to be resold later on.
So
we're not always focused on competition because we want to buy competitive and viable real estate. So when you go somewhere that doesn't have so much competition, of course you are going to have fewer launches and therefore fewer opportunities to make good sales. It's not always easy, but we're very accustomed to working in this way. So we have shifted our sights a little bit away from the competition. Now, that's one aspect. But when we look at the exchanges, this is something that makes things easier for us. Can you imagine that a buyer, when they want to make a transfer, most of the large companies like us, they prefer to focus on credibility just as we do. So this is an option that we do use when it is strategic.
Sim, ótimo, pessoal. Muito obrigada.
All right, thank you. You answered my questions perfectly. Thank you for your questions, Ana. Our next question comes from Mr. Jonathan Cotras from JP Morgan. Jonathan, you may proceed.
Bom dia, Emilio, Silvio, time. Parabéns pelo resultado.
Good morning, Silvio, Emilio, and the team. Congrats on your results for Q4. My question is about the last mile costs. As Emilio mentioned, we expect the INCC rates to remain stable in the short term. And so are you operating in line with those rates? And what about the low income properties? Where do you see the needle shifting?
Jonathan,
hi,
dia,
Jonathan.
Obrigado pela pergunta. Então, assim,
good morning. Thank you for your question. As Emilio has mentioned, we are securing development of our ventures at lower than INCC rates. Yes, we are concerned with the scarcity of labor. We're looking for opportunities for improvement and improved building and construction practices, whereby you can guarantee the execution cost of a given project. We're developing our systems, but we are already very confident that we have already moved into that new phase. Now, moving forward, My Home, My Life and saving in the My Home, My Life program are initially supported by our partners, but yes, there are other conditions, and we are developing in-house projects to work on that internally. That's a second process. And I have no doubt that this next phase of engineering is going to be a resounding hit, as it was in the past. And when we talk about processes that we're implementing in the engineering department, they are significantly linked to industrialization. So to give you one example, and this is not something that is exclusive to us, we're studying the option to build in ready-made bathrooms. This will reduce the amount of time needed on each construction. We're also investing in our own equipment, which also reduces the need for labor and guarantees quality in the construction. Jonathan, were we able to shed some light on your question? Yes, you did. Thank you, Marcelo, Emilio, Silvio. Thank you very much, Jonathan. Have a great day. Moving on, and apparently this is our last question from Mr. Juan Argenton from XT Investments. Good morning, team. Thank you for taking my question, and congratulations on the results. There's one point I want to explore with regard to the competitive nature of launches. You recently made an important acquisition in some real estate in São Caetano, and historically, you've always explored the metropolitan São Paulo regions more broadly. And we've seen that at least in the last year, that seems to have dropped slightly. Do you see that exploration of the greater São Paulo region, metropolitan region, as a way for finding better opportunities? That's one question. And the second question is, what is your product perspective for the second half of the year? We see that we are potentially moving toward an economic deceleration, and this will, if happens, will be particularly important and impactful for the medium income brackets. So what do you think in that sense?
Juan, tudo bom? Obrigado aí
Hi,
pela
Ron.
Pergunta.
Thank you for your question. I'd like to say a few words about the San Caetano property. I supported the board in purchasing that property. We believe that this property is able to stand out in terms of competitiveness. Because when we move into a new region, we've done some amazing ventures, such as in Osasco and Guarulhos, and I have no doubt that São Caetano is going to reproduce those major investments. It's a huge city, after all. And so we start in phases, in phased sales. So I'm very confident. To add to your answer, We're going to be extremely aggressive this year at a quarter-by-quarter rate. So in this Q1, we want to launch three ventures. In Q2, we again want to launch three ventures. But this is all going to be forecastable for each end of quarter. And we will revise our strategy quarter by quarter. So we have a very aggressive quarter-by-quarter strategy and also a strategy that's very efficient. Over the past 12 months, we've also been selling better than the previous quarter each and every time. So if some kind of an issue occurs, then we are fully able to take a pause and plan for the future. In the metropolitan region, we once again are launching in Osasco a very significant venture. We have three launches planned for Osasco. They're not all this year, but during this year and the first semester of next year, we're selling over 1 billion, or launching over 1 billion, I should say. So we've got a very significant product mix. So we have lots of different investor products, middle-class products, upper-class products. We have products in partnership with Lindenberg. When Lindenberg launches, EZTEC is a partner, and so we also launch. These ventures are worked on jointly. So we have a breadth of products that allows us to test strategies for each category. So this aggressive strategy that Marcelo mentioned will work as follows. When we get to the end of the quarter, then we will go back and measure. We can't plan without seeing what the results are first. And we don't want to lose out on any opportunities. We're not going to do business by looking by speculating. We're going to do business by looking at concrete numbers. Does that answer your question? Yes, that was very, very clear. Thank you. Thank you very much, Ruan. We now conclude our Q. Oh, there is a question that was asked in the chat, but it was very similar to a question that Julia asked. So, Mateus, I believe your question has already been answered. Therefore, we will conclude the Q&A session and now move on to final remarks. I want to mention that the company is very optimistic. This is not a positive macro scenario, but within that context, the company is optimistic. It's also vigilant. So we run our business with an eye to what's happening. And as long as the business is performing well, and it is, we know that we are very well supported by our board, presided by Flavio. We are supported by the council as well. And so we're going to keep moving forward. We're confident we're going to have a better result this year. So I want to thank everyone for being here. I'd like to highlight Samir, who is our patriarch here today, and always by our side, as are we. We are always eager to help you. We've got Pedro, we've got everyone from the IR team always available for all of you. Have a great day, a great weekend, and you know, God is Brazilian, and I think that says it all. The entire board is very excited about the structured growth that we have planned for the past couple of years, headed by our president Silvio, as well as Flavio as chairman of the board. And with support of everyone at the board, all the directors and C-levels at EasyTech, we have been able to once again have a strong engineering department committed to cost and quality and meeting our deadlines. Our sales agreements are very aggressive and always looking for improving our margin and developing products while constantly being on the search for more efficiency. We always look to the market for its trends, and we are supported by Easy Sales, which gives us the support we need to sell everything we produce. So I'm very confident that this year, if they let us, we are going to have results that are even better than last year by keeping our margins or even improving them compared to last year. I'd like to thank everyone. We are all together. Thank you. I'd like to conclude by thanking all the shareholders who were involved in working with us and who answered our surveys. You help us improve continuously. We are always alert to your feedback. And I'd like to invite you to observe the improvement we made to our spreadsheet. And that is in line with the feedback you provided. So thank you all for taking part in our call. And I'd like to invite our other shareholders to join us for our upcoming earnings calls. This concludes EasyTech's earnings conference call. As I mentioned, all the materials are available on our website.